from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, yesterday, and people might not feel this way at all, and that's totally fine. I want to get folks' feedback on the YouTube, on the Twitch, on the Frankel and Frankel text line 877-881-1053. Do you think yesterday represented the end of the Rangers' playoff dreams? Now, since this is a tough thing to discuss, I'm going to play a happy highlight. Let's go to cut number 3 and we can enjoy this happy highlight and then we'll get back to reality.
1-1. And that one is given a charge to left field. It is hammered out to left and it is out of here. Marcus Semien with a solo home run. 17th home run of the season for Semien, and the Rangers get a run.
Now, the Rangers would end up losing that game. And so you lose the silver boot. And I get it. People might be like, oh, I don't really give a crap about the silver boot. Fair enough. But
I do.
You okay. Also fair.
Boots are cool.
But the bigger issue is that you lose the tiebreak with the Astros. And that's far more important.
That's your only real avenue. Winning the division is your only real avenue in.
Absolutely. Unless you go on a stunning opposite of the White Sox-esque winning streak, that is, I agree with that 1,000,000%. And so I said going into the game yesterday, not only would you lose this series, you would lose the tiebreak, but you still haven't beaten anyone in a series besides the White Sox in forever. And
yes,
I think yesterday was the end of the Rangers' playoff dreams. What say you guys?
Well, you're a quitter. I mean, that's what it shows me. You don't have the heart and the stomach to actually survive this thing. So I definitely
have the stomach.
You don't have the guts for it. Okay. This is what's weird to me, Kevin. We're still somehow only 5.5 games back.
Right.
How in the F did we just lose 2 out of 3? And we're still only 5.5 games back. And we're 5 games back in Seattle right now. So, like, you still have striking distance. You're within striking distance. You're close enough to not quit. And as long as the guys in the clubhouse don't quit on themselves, like, that could be the moment, Kevin, yesterday, where playing and losing that way could be the moment where you go, that's it, guys. We just don't have it this year.
Yeah.
Or it could be the moment that makes you go, F that. We're turning this thing around right now. Everybody, here's what maybe we need a Corey Seager to stand up in that locker room and say, I've been watching all y'all swing. And look, I know I go out there and I swing at everything, but you guys aren't as good as me. All right. Y'all aren't as talented. You're not as gifted as I am. You know, not every one of you can go up to the plate and hit bombs like me, but give us a respectable at bat. Give yourself that. Go up there and give yourself the opportunity to have a competitive at bat against each pitcher. You give yourself, you give the team a chance. That's what somebody in that clubhouse has to be, that voice, if they want to make a run. If they don't want to and they're just like, look, man, it's baseball, we'll finish it up and we'll hope for next year, then that's a thing. But next year, guess what's going to happen? Money's going to be gone. Players are going to be gone. Yeah. And you're going to have less talent on this roster than you have this year. So this might be that last chance for you to go out there and make something happen. So, Kevin, that's where I am in storyline. Reality is 5.5 games back. You have a chance, but yesterday was a definite punch in the side of the bow.
Huh.
Does that work?
Is that where you thought that was going to
end? Let me go with
up.
Another cliche.
Okay.
It was definitely knockdown one of a TKO.
Okay. All right. So
it was definitely.
No, I think that's as good as we're going to get.
Third down time's a charm. All right. 17.
What? So here's my issue with that, because you're right about the logistics of being 5.5 back with 47 games to go. And you're right from that perspective. Here's where I struggle. Here are your series in the second half. That aren't the White Sox. Baltimore, lose. Toronto gets swept. St. Louis, lose. Boston, lose. Houston, lose. So every non-White Sox game you have has gone pretty poorly, right? Like, outside of playing the White Sox, I believe the Rangers are 4-11 in the second half of the season. And so that's my concern. You caught the White Sox in the middle of an all-time terrible run. And while you're right about the numbers, I think just from what I've seen from this team, it's not going to happen. I can give you some quotes that might change your mind.
If it did happen, what do you think would be give me two things, two players if you want.
Okay.
That could change, that could turn the tides so that this boat doesn't take a punch to the bow.
I still have never heard that in my life.
All right.
Josh Jung and Tyler Mahle. And
interesting.
I'm going to pick two people that are already back, but haven't been back for very long, okay. Right? Because, and I think we can have a longer conversation.
Yeah, I have two as well.
Okay, with DeGrom coming back, I think there are other reasons, but Tyler Mahle's back, looked good in his first start. Josh Jung is back. I realize not as good, but he hasn't been back too long, but at least he is back. I'm going to go with those two.
Okay. I will pick DeGrom because we saw what it did last year when he started. Like, this team was like, oh, we have a shot to win. We got Jacob DeGrom. And then they just carried it over from there. Like, they were good. And they were like, well, we'll figure it out from here. You know we got trade deadline coming up. We're going to, you know, continue to try to push. And the Rangers did. And they got Montgomery. So I think DeGrom can be a person that gets into the clubhouse. Didn't go to the White House. Why, Kevin?
Rehab.
Strict rehab schedule.
That's right.
Love it. I got to get back for my guys. Sorry, White House. I got work to do. I appreciate that. Thank you. Adolis Garcia is the other.
Really? Okay.
That might be impossible.
I am intrigued by this.
I think Adolis Garcia thought he was going to get a $150 billion contract after what he did last year.
Right.
He deserved it.
Or at least an M.
He won a damn World Series.
He did. ALCS MVP.
He got the game-winning home run against the Diamondbacks. I know we all remember the Seager one.
That home run is incredible as well. Even if you remember the national call, it was, and the legend continues to grow.
Yes. I mean, everything he did against the Astros, whenever that dude is right, he is a force. And we saw it even in that Minnesota Twins game. Same thing. Four strikeouts, home run to walk off the game. Hey, give me the ball, give me the bat in the moment you need me the most. And the energy's there. Anybody that's watched Adolis Garcia this year, the energy's different.
Yep.
This is not the dude that was walking around with the most giant Bluetooth speaker we've ever seen going, yeah, we won the damn World Series. This dude right here, he is, Kevin, what we're seeing is a guy that's not even caring to play catch. His warm-ups are different than usual. His mental state now.
I'm not going to argue.
And it could all be attached to money. Or maybe it's something else. Maybe there's something else in his life that's not going right.
Well, remember when we talked with Boach yesterday, one of the things he did say is he's harder on himself than most anyone. And I like Boach because I struggle with this just in my personal life. I struggle with this as well. It's like, it's over. You got to move on. I have a hard time with
that. We raised $80,000 for my possibilities last year. And Kevin was like, should have been 85. Even though his number was set at like 60, he was like, still should have raised about 5,000 more. And so, and hopefully, by the way, hopefully we can do that again this year. Maybe even more. But wherever he is, his energy hasn't been there. Home runs are hit. It's not the same as with what Josh Young was doing. And that, Kevin, that might be what's missing from this club because they are a bunch of dudes that are just very even keel, except for him and maybe Josh Young. So that's where I feel like Adolis, not only the production, but just the energy to be out there and give that guy a chance. You know, because if you're a teammate and you're like, man, if I just get on base, Adolis is going to knock me in. If I just get a walk or a cheap at bat here that puts me on base, Adolis could hit a home run that could win the game for us. That's missing. So, Kevin, I'm saying if those two, and I am giving maybe too much credit to DeGrom, but I'm putting most of the weight for this on Adolis Garcia. You got to wake up, man.
I'm going to throw out a couple of quotes, go back to Semien and from Bochy. This is from Semien. We show up ready to play every day, no matter who it is. Do we play our best baseball? No. They had our number in this series. I think that's a good team, but we've shown that we can be a great team. We just need to find it within ourselves. So you hear, you know, I don't know, some hope or optimism from Marcus Semien. I do realize the counter arguments. What's he going to say? Come out and be like, yep, that's it. We're done. Like, I get that. And then here's Boach. I don't think it's definitely not lack of effort. You see these guys working every day and putting their time in to get ready for the game and their preparation. They're just trying to get that mojo back. This team has it in them. I've seen it. And so I'm going to keep believing that we're going to come out of this. And so, again, I understand if you want to argue, like, what's he going to say as well? But you do hear Semien. You do hear Bochy coming out. And they're like, this team has it in them. We know that they do. It's just now you're down to 47 games.
Yeah.
And the Rangers,
so it's only a 47 game series, you know, season right now, Kevin.
I guess
you can't go back and change it now.
That's true.
So now all we have to focus on is what's right in front of us.
That is true.
That's it.
Okay, so you're not going to want to hear this one part.
Oh,
can I just,
you go 47-0, Kevin.
I just want to throw this out there. I do not believe
anybody's
the Rangers,
ever gone 47-0.
Yes, in Major League Baseball.
Well,
but I don't think the Rangers have been at 500 since May.
It's the past.
Specifically, you're right, Mark McGuire. Specifically, I think, look, I'm not here to talk about the past.
So Stack was in the past, yeah, guys.
I just asked you that question. Yeah, but the question now happened in the past, which, as I've told you, I'm not here to talk about. I believe the last time the Rangers were even at 500 was May 19th. And so
of last year?
No, still of this season.
Feels like it.
Yes. But
we saw the end of that season.
So while we're talking about how close it is and how you hope this could happen, or we hope this could happen, to me, I'm like, we can't even get back to 500. But luckily, we're in a garbage division.
Yes.
Where that facilitates, like, maybe barely being at 500.
The only thing that keeps my hope alive is how bad this division is.
Yes. That is very
fair. That is the one thing that makes me go, I mean, you could trip into it on accident and be like, yeah, we weren't, just don't stop trying. If you see the club stop trying,
which I don't think they will,
that's when you'll be like, that's, now it's over. Like, they're not good. They're not great like they were last year, but you know, you can tell the difference between dudes that are out there trying and not.
I agree with
Seager,
that.
I can see it. I feel like Adolis is, I don't know if he's over trying or just stop trying. Maybe he's just trying to forget about it all. I need that. But again, I just said it. I need Adolis to wake up. I need him to come back to life. That dude's a sleeping giant that whenever he rises up, this team's different. And that's what I need out of him.
Yeah.
And then let's renegotiate his contract, because I would like to have happy him all season.
I mean, look, but, and that's
give him some horses.
Okay.
I don't know.
But that's a complicated thing about his contract, right? Because the Rangers are like, we're hesitant to give you lots of money because we think you'll be inconsistent. And when his response is having maybe the worst season of
his
career,
I'll be bad then.
Yeah, that doesn't lend itself to, but if you pay me more money, I'll play better. I could see how a team would be like,
You saw how good he could be whenever he's getting the idea of paying more money.
Unbelievable.
They should have just said, hey, you know what? More money's to come.
I mean, or maybe so just this give us is exactly one more season what would have happened.
Just one more season of this.
I don't know. That is a good question.
Then we'll give you the big old contract.
I will tell you this. I hope I am wrong. But I think you saw the Rangers playoff hopes end yesterday. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where Corey pointed out I am a quitter. Coming up next, we move into the expressway. We got NFL overreaction or reality for you, plus some AM on the FM. All of it coming at you commercial free next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here's the snap. Blitz coming. Allen steps up in the pocket, going to take off and run. Has the first down and more. To the 40, to the 35, 30. Breaks away. 25. Touchdown, Josh Allen.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105. Man, where we bring you live coverage of Corey trying to figure out which Olympian is that.
Yeah.
877-881-1053 if you know what Corey was just watching.
I just saw him going to cycling, so it's the cyclist.
In the meantime,
good for her.
France and Germany are locked in a battle to determine who will make it to the gold medal game and probably play the U.S. They will play Serbia today. They're 15.5-point favorites. We'll see how that goes. But right now, are you ready for a little NFL overreaction or reality?
Yes.
Okay. I have a bonus question for you. Overreaction or reality, the G-Bag Nation is at Hurtado Barbecue in Mansfield today to do their show.
That's a fact, so it can't be overreaction at all. It is reality, ladies and gentlemen.
Overreaction or reality, they also have etched G-Bag Nation glasses they're going to be giving away. Drinking glasses.
Okay, all right.
Not spectacle glasses.
Do you have to pour beer in it?
No.
You have to pour water in it.
You can pour six packs of beer and soda
okay.
in there.
All right, there you go. Yes, make your way out to Hurtado and check out the G-Bag Nation as they are going to have etched glasses, as
That's
you
right.
said, drinking glasses. I think they're pints, by the way.
Mm.
So you can just say pint glasses, Kevin.
Oh, okay.
Etched pint glasses. And you can also hang out with the G-Bag Nation. Like
True.
Chiafalo, Woolchuck, Dawson. Like, those are good dudes. So get that opportunity to hang out with them. Broadus is in California still.
He'll be on the show.
Yeah, but he will be there for the show as well.
And he'll be on our show in about 34 minutes.
I got a bonus one, too.
Oh.
Overreaction or reality. Alec Medford's going to be there because it's 3 miles from my house.
Oh!
Is that reality?
It is reality. I'm going to show up.
Because that would be an amazing time for you to say overreaction, I live with Richardson. Like, that would have been a really great.
Yeah, I live in Plano now, guys, so that's not happening.
No, good
now.
For you, man.
All right, NFL overreaction.
Come over, hang out in the pool sometime.
Or reality. Ooh. After a few years, playing in the preseason no longer makes a difference for players. Josh Allen, the quarterback, was asked about this, and he goes, hey, do you think pro preseason reps make a difference? And he goes, yes and no. It doesn't really. So he quickly shifted to no. So he goes, yes and no. It doesn't really, I don't feel, make a difference for me at this point in my career. And so he was like, to get things rolling would be nice, but I understand not going out there and staying healthy. So overreaction or reality, after a few years in the league, playing in the preseason makes no difference.
I think it's an overreaction, honestly.
Okay.
I think it does make a little bit of a difference to everybody else. Again, the reality of, did my offense go out there and execute a drive? Yeah, man, they look like they can do it. Was it against the opponent's second teamers, or was it against their first teamers? Because if they look like they can go do an NFL drive right now, I feel pretty confident. All right, guys, sure. Take some rest. And I understand the injury front of all that, too. But, man, you're going to see some sloppy play early in the season because none of these guys play. But it is an opportunity, I guess, for other guys to get their way on a team. But that's what the third and fourth quarter were for in the first place. That's what the right before the second half was for. You take your starters out, let these other guys get the rest of the play. So,
Alec, overreaction or reality?
I'm going to say overreaction. I was going to go with reality, but I do think it's important whenever you make some pretty major moves on your team, because think of, like, let's say that C.J. Stroud was going into his sixth year. You already know what he is, but they get Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
You got to see what that looks like on the field. You got to get the chemistry built up. And the other point is, with how soft practices have gotten and training camp overall, you really don't know what it's going to look like just because of training camp.
All right, overreaction or reality, you watch the Pro Football Hall of Fame induction ceremony every year. I'll answer for me that is overreaction. I do not.
I really have to care about a player for one.
Yeah.
And if none of the players I care about are going in, then I'm like, all right, I'm fine. But I think it's cool. And for big time hardcore NFL fans that, you know, did have a player, they get a chance to go listen to that dude speak. That's a really cool thing, too. But no, I'm sorry. I can't. I have things I got to do.
It's an overreaction for me. It's got to be one of those game-changing players that you see every, you know, what, maybe 5 years that gets inducted, or it's got to be a Cowboy for me to sit there and watch the whole thing.
Let me stick with
the highlights, though.
Okay.
I'll listen to the fan and get all the highlights.
Let me stick with the Hall of Fame here. Overreaction or reality, Reggie Wayne should be a Hall of Famer. Now, I was reading an article the other day from CBS Sports, and they listed the top 20 most deserving players not in the Hall of Fame. So here is the top five.
Darren Woodson.
Oh, man, you're going to hate this list. Darren Woodson is not on the list at all.
Invalid list, but back to you.
Fair. Humor me.
Okay.
Sterling Sharp, Hines Ward, Ken Anderson, Torrey Holt, and number one on the list is Reggie Wayne. Now, Reggie Wayne was all pro one time. I mean, it's not like Darren Woodson ever did that, except for he was on all pro three times. He won a Super Bowl. I mean, it's not like Darren Woodson won multiple Super Bowls. What was that he did? Oh, okay. Well, ooh. Is Reggie Wayne deserving of being in the Hall of Fame? He won a Super Bowl, first team all pro, two times second team all pro, led the league in receiving yards in 2007, and played more games for the Colts than any player ever.
Also had 8 1,000-yard seasons.
That's pretty damn good.
I wonder what happened in 2011 because he had 960 yards, and I want to know what exactly went down. Was that Peyton down year or something? Reggie Wayne was really good, man. Like a really talented receiver. I'd take him. Sterling Sharp. I love Shannon Sharp's speech. I have all these credentials, and I'm still the second best football player in my house.
Right.
I mean, maybe one of the, I tear up every time I see it. Those two brothers right there, just love for what one another did. Torrey Holt, I would love to argue that, but it is what it is. Another, a lot of people. So yeah, I think Reggie Wayne kind of belongs in it, and Sterling Sharp for sure.
But you put in Darren Woodson first, right?
1,000%, dude.
Okay.
No, you, but again, because of the position and because of the type of person he is.
Yeah.
You probably never knew the work that he was doing that made it, that was, you know?
Yeah.
He's that guy that you take for granted everything that he did until it's gone. And then you're like, who was supposed to do this crap around here? And they're like, oh yeah, Darren just took care of that. And you're like, oh shoot.
All right. NFL overreaction or reality.
He's not here anymore.
Interceptions from Brock Purdy in training camp are a real concern. Now, we were talking about 49ers are still trying to figure out if they should give him all the money. He says, hey, I think I have more potential than a bus driver. But early in practice, he's been throwing a plethora of interceptions. Overreaction or reality, this is a concern.
Yes. Unless.
That would be reality.
Reality, yes. Here's a mindset that some people, like whenever you talk about preseason baseball, spring training, what are the pitchers doing?
Experimenting.
Trying some things out. And wouldn't you rather your quarterback in preseason, in training camp, be saying, hey, can I fit that ball in there? Can I make this throw? Rather than saying, hey, I'll wait till the season to do that. So maybe it is a little bit of an overreaction. The reality is that the balls are ending up in somebody else's hands, and that's a problem.
Yeah.
But is the quarterback saying, no, this, I'm not going to, some of these throws I'm not going to try during the regular season. I'm just trying to see if I can do it right now.
Alec, what say you?
It's a reality because you haven't seen enough of a sample size from
him.
You know, if this was year six Brock Purdy, then sure, I'm going to say that this is overreaction. We know that he's been proven, whatever, but you saw one flash in a pan season. I'm not trying to degrade the man by any means. He played fantastic and he did his job to the best of his ability. He did exactly what he was asked to do last year. Fell short, doesn't matter. He still did a really good job, but we've seen him do it once. I need to see him do it again. And again, and see if he earns that money. So, because we haven't seen enough, I'm going to say it's a reality.
Okay. Overreaction or reality, the Dallas Cowboys will win more than 9.5 games this season.
Look, man, based on just what they are, I think they will.
Okay.
So, that's reality.
All right.
Again, I hold this one thing true, Kevin. That all men are created equal.
I was wondering. That is self-evident.
That is self-evident. If this team starts to fracture because of Dak contract, McCarthy contract, or anything else within, then all that is out the window. But what this team is good enough to win 10 games. Good enough to win games in the postseason? I don't know. That's still up in the air.
That would be a later overreaction.
And I know nobody cares about, hey, they're good enough to win 10 games in the regular season.
Sure.
I get it, but you got to win in the regular season and get to the postseason. It doesn't just come free.
Alec?
That's tough because I can see either side of the coin, but I'm going to say reality.
Okay.
Just because they are the regular season all-stars. We talk about, we joke about it, but it's serious. Like, they know how to be perfect when it doesn't seem to matter too much. Yeah. It's not taking a shot at the team. It's just what they do. And they don't know how to be just at mediocre. They have to be right above it. You know, and everybody says they are at mediocre. They are the bare minimum. But, hey, whenever you win 12 games three seasons in a row, that's not mediocre.
Okay,
that's
Stephen Jones, I get what you're saying.
It is really good. It is really good. And they're going to continue to be really good until we really care.
The one other thing, too, somebody texted in earlier and said we should do our research that the Cowboys are only good against bad teams and they're not good against good teams. That's never been discussed here on the show, Kevin.
Except for literally all the time.
Oh, well then, they need to beat some good teams is what you're saying.
Yes.
All right.
I feel like that has been a very consistent.
Let's say the Cowboys finish this season 12-5.
Okay.
And their five losses are against, you're like, what just happened there? Like two of them, three of them are against good teams, but they also beat three or four really good teams along the way.
Look.
Like they beat the Niners. They beat, you know, and you're like, they beat the Ravens.
I would be oddly thrilled if two of the Cowboys' five losses were to like a four-win Washington team.
Instead of
a four-win Giants team.
Out of the 12 teams that they beat, all of them had under 500 records, and all the five teams they lost to were above 500. I would like it to be a little mix.
Because then you're like, how do they lose in the playoffs? Oh, that's how.
I mean, it's pretty evident.
Yes.
But nobody ever talks about that because we don't do our research, is what I was told.
I feel like you need to research better by listening to the show more.
Yeah, he must have been new here.
NFL overreaction or reality, Justin Fields is going to defeat Russell Wilson for the Steelers starting quarterback job.
I think so.
Oh, okay. Now, I realize he's going to start the preseason game. I'm not saying that is indicative of anything. In
fact, at some point, I think he's going to take over for Russell Wilson.
Okay, well, to start the season or you're saying in season?
At some point in the season.
Okay.
Yeah, not to start the season, though.
Alec, what say you?
That's an overreaction. If it is going to happen, it's going to be during the season, like Corey said. I just think that the veteran guy is going to get the nod here. He's got a Super Bowl ring for a reason. He's not what he used to be, but still, you got to give the veteran the nod there.
Man, he really isn't what... Okay, by the way, bonus overreaction reality just for you, because we've discussed this. I did my research.
Mm.
Russell Wilson has played himself out of the Hall of Fame.
Oh, wow. That's rough. I'm going to say that's an overreaction.
Oh,
I think the way that he...
Disagree.
Yeah, I think the way that he played the game starting off his career was so unique and so, I want to say different, because there are guys that have played that style of dual threat, but to see him consistently do it and stay healthy in the process and how fast he succeeded, I think that supersedes what's happening right now.
I like what he's saying, Kevin, but I'm going to throw this out there. It all started when they didn't hand it off to Marshawn Lynch. At that moment, when he threw that interception, he became a lesser quarterback.
Sure, it was pass interference, but don't worry about that. All right, I want to go down this list real quick, and then it'll feed into the question. So Bleacher Report put out 8 rookies with the most to lose in NFL preseason.
Oh, wow.
So it's got some of your ones that you would probably guess. Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, and then you get Quinnen Mitchell, Quinyon Mitchell, Xavier Leggett, Keon Coleman, Marshawn Kneeland, Joe Alt, and Tyler Guyton. So notice there's 2 Cowboys on the list, which leads to my question. NFL overreaction or reality, the Cowboys are asking for too much from their rookie class. Because you're talking about a new starting left tackle, potentially a starting center. I realize it's trending towards maybe not that. And now somebody that you're going to need on the defensive line to replace an injured player.
Ooh, yeah. I think they knew that when they did it. They are also asking too much out of their last year's draft class to be that this year, right?
Yes.
Not just this year's, but last year's as well.
Yes.
And guys, like unproven guys, they're like, hey, Fehoko, it's your turn. Dude, you may have missed on that guy. You may have missed on a couple of these guys. And you're just like, they'll figure it out. That's the Cowboys' approach, though. Jalen Smith got a contract off of that, Kevin.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's a reality.
It's a reality, and I'll take it a step further. They do it every year. They ask too much every single year from their draft class, and it goes back to, you know, beating a dead horse. They don't spend money in free agency.
Yeah,
you know, and I know that's usually not what happens when Super Bowl teams make Super Bowls is, you know, they spend $1 billion in free agency, but they don't supplement some of these losses with proven characters. So they go and they expect a 4th round guy to play like a Pro Bowler. They ask, you know, guys like Marshawn Kneeland already have the starter tag put on him because of an unfortunate injury that happened at camp this, you know,
because they didn't invest in depth.
Exactly. So once you levy those expectations on the fan base and on the front office that you're not going to add guys that have been there, done that, you have to levy those expectations of been there, done that onto guys that have not played a single snap of pro football.
See, and one of the answers we got was really interesting because it says overreaction this year, thus kind of insinuating like, Usually I'm with you, I agree. But this year, I feel good about
it. Last year, they didn't do a lot of that, right? Like, they replaced it with veteran players.
Yeah.
They went and got, I mean, they didn't go, hey, De'Ron Bland, you're a second-year guy. You're forcing you out
Gilmore,
there.
We got Gilmore,
we got with Brandon Cooks. So last year, I thought they were, again, I go back to last year, I thought that team was as stacked as it's been and primed for it. And then they fell apart. They weren't good enough.
And then one more bonus, overreaction or reality. Overreaction or reality, Corey was incorrect about all men being created equal per the 214 because of that French pole vaulter.
Look, man, no, I guess that's true. not all men are created that way.
Definitely not that man.
Some men are average, and that's okay.
That's perfectly fine.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. Want to give you a quick reminder. Today is National Whataburger Day.
Dude, it's their 74th birthday, Kevin. Congratulations to Whataburger. You can get, I already had one. So
you cannot get another one.
It is a birthday cake shake is what they are giving away. Ooh. Exclusively on the Whataburger app. So get that on your phone. Get your free birthday cake shake. 74th birthday, and we love Whataburger, dude.
Yes, dude, they have become a very good partner.
I was driving home from, you know, Hill Country has Whataburger everywhere. Driving home from the in-laws, and first place I think of is, let's stop at the Whataburger right there. And we did on the way home, got my food super fast, Kevin. It was awesome. And then ate it in the car on the way home, and everybody sat back going, man, I love Whataburger. You know why? Because they got everything you want.
It's true.
And it's right there.
And they help out the teachers. They are fulfilling $74,000 worth of Amazon teacher wish lists as we lead into the start of the school year. All right. Mike's not here today. He might be back tomorrow.
I love Whataburger.
Maybe not. We'll see.
Oh. But
I don't know. I have no idea how long an average migraine lasts. Now, it's time for AM on the FM. Oh, does that mean we're allowed to talk about that?
Oh, my gosh.
Go ahead, Alec Medford, and we might have radio breaking news for you that this feels like maybe not our news to break, though, right?
But somebody else broke it.
What? Okay, here we go.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful.
One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Yeah, you remember the week that you guys took off and it was me, Reggie, and Mike?
Yes.
Yeah, I got a little creative and we redesigned the intro here for AM on the FM. And it's featuring the famous Mike Bassick. And we're not going to mention the other guys, Jared and Sean. They made me pay royalties to them for that. So, because you know they're big time. It's AM True. On the FM. And we got a question of the day coming your way here in just a second. And some of the wildest, weirdest headlines across the world of the world. That includes sports, pop culture, and what have you. That we're going to get to here in just a second. But I do want to give a big shout out to Whataburger, as you guys said. Because this might be the first time that I ever had ice cream of some sort at like 9 in the morning. And I thoroughly enjoyed myself.
Okay, I was going to ask, did it slow you down? Did it hype you up for the day?
I usually have the energy drink during the show to get the caffeine boost. It has not been touched today because that milkshake was everything I needed.
Okay, because I used to think about that when you like eat pancakes in the morning. You're like, pancake can be delicious or French toast or waffles. But then I'm like,
sure.
Oh. That's a whole lot. I feel like I'm going to be slow for the rest of the day.
It was a little bit heavy, but, you know, I'm enjoying myself. The sugar is working. I can tell you that. Usually sugar doesn't do too much for me, but I've been pacing around during the commercial breaks, which I don't usually do. So, you know, it was very delicious. I will say that as well. And it's Whataburger Orange, so it's just very visually appealing. I like it. So the question of the day today is going to be based on the Rangers trip that they made today to the White House. No, it's not a political question, Kevin. I'm not going to get into that.
Politics.
But it is going to be about places. So the Frankel & Frankel Injury Attorneys text line 877-881-1053 to get involved in the conversation. Twitch and YouTube as well. Want to hear from you. What is a landmark or a venue that you have not been to that you need to go to at some point in life? It's just a bucket list item for you. You got to go to this place.
Oh, man. Dodger Stadium, obviously. I've never had a chance to go there.
Shut up. Yes, you did. You had the chance to go there several years ago, one of our training camp trips. Here's what happened. I convinced several folks that we should go to the Dodgers game. Then, like, the day of, they're like, oh, man, it's far. I can't make it. I was like, what?
I don't know. So I don't know exactly what happened, honestly. I will say yes, Dodgers Park, Petco, just because I want to see that one. Was the Giants Park? I can't think of it right
Oracle?
Now. Oracle, McCovey Cove. I want to see that.
Did you say this has to be a sporting venue?
No, it can be any venue, any landmark of any kind.
I will argue
Stonehenge.
Mine is still a sports venue. The Colosseum.
A sports venue.
In Rome. They did what sporting things there.
Recently?
Yeah. Like about...
It's a museum now,
about
bro.
23 years ago, Russell Crowe got killed there by Joaquin Phoenix. And then he died as well.
Can't if you be saw mad that. It is true.
It was really popular.
It was a movie, and they didn't do any of that there.
What?
That was a set, Kevin.
What?
Yeah.
That being but said, that is, I would want to go to the Coliseum.
That is an awesome place. I feel like Lambeau also. Like, I would like to see a game in Lambeau.
That'd be fun.
And then, yeah, is the Eiffel Tower a venue? Is that a venue?
It's a landmark.
Yeah. Or thing you can do.
Yeah. That and the Great Wall.
Huh?
That's it.
Nothing.
We heard it.
Okay.
That's it. I gave you a list of like 20.
Okay. I know.
And that the Jesus in Brazil.
Yes. I would want to see that. Now, I saw.
I don't know why that was funny.
Y'all know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
He's on a big tall mountain as Jesus.
Yes. I am aware.
He's like, bring me your daily bread or whatever.
Oh my God. Forgive us our trespasses. From the 561 and the 817, they said Red Rocks. Now, obviously much, much worse things happened during COVID. But two trips that me and my wife had, we were going to go to Red Rocks and they canceled the show. And we were going to go to Hawaii. That was going to be for our honeymoon. So, yes, I would like to go see a show at Red Rocks. It sounds like it would be amazing.
Every video I've seen from any artist that I enjoy playing there, it just looks different. You know, same with the Hollywood Bowl. Like, shows at those two venues just feel and look different.
Say Red Rocks is one of them?
Yes.
It's awesome. It's a fantastic place to see a show. Being able to, like, see downtown from it, too, is gorgeous, man. We did it in the middle of summer, and it was still gorgeous. So, yeah, absolutely. Get your chance. Go do it.
See, from the 972 to the Grand Canyon via helicopter, that would be fun to get, like, an aerial view of it. That would be really fun. Let's see. What else do we have?
Is it okay that the thing that I want to do most in the world is fly in a helicopter? Or I guess also just the ability to fly. Like, that would be awesome. But flying a helicopter, but I'm also terrified of flying in a helicopter just because I've heard too many stories about helicopter flights. So is that okay?
I mean,
it's your life.
Yeah. Can I just hover over the Grand Canyon a different way? Because I want to fly in a helicopter.
Well, what are your alternate suggestions?
Flight, like just the bit like Superman.
Okay.
That's a little more difficult.
Can people parachute into the Grand Canyon?
Huge crane? Yeah, like a big crane. I mean,
who's going to stop you?
I mean,
you just do it.
Yeah, dude. You jump out of an airplane, they're going to be like, oh my gosh, here come the sky police.
Okay.
Nobody.
Look, I don't want to take away your dreams, and your feelings are legitimate.
From the 469, Skywalker Ranch, absolutely.
Yes.
That needs to happen at some point in life.
That would be awesome.
I've seen so many videos of, you know, some of these, like, Star Wars bloggers and whatnot that get to go. They get invited out there, and they get
that
the whole tour.
That sounds amazing.
I need to see that. The Sphere in Vegas. From the 972, it just looks visually stunning.
My buddy just got back from Vegas. He went twice
to
see the Dead and Company, the Grateful Dead band. John Mayer performed with. He's doing the residency with them.
Oh.
Yeah, John Mayer. So they asked John Mayer to be their guitarist, and he was like, "Hell yeah! I just learned all these Grateful Dead songs. I want to do this." They reached out to him. He's a fantastic guitarist. All right, kind of an interesting fellow the other way, but fantastic guitarist. And my buddy went two times to the Sphere and said it was absolutely worth it. So yeah, man, that they put on a hell of a show. At one point, there's the whole thing is just skeletons in the seat dancing, jumping up and down.
Huh.
That's the graphics that they had, and that looked awesome.
We get a lot of fascinating feedback. Some feels more doable than the rest. Parachuting over the Grand Canyon is so freaking awesome. Then we get, I'd really like to go to Red Robin. I've never had an egg on a burger before. That feels like you can knock that out today.
I feel like you can do that,
you can do that today.
Is that a bit from a show? I feel like that's a bit from something because I'll be honest. I had never had an egg on a burger either.
Oh.
Until we went to Red Robin in Arizona. It was me, you, Colby, and the boss. And we show up at Red Robin, and you were like, yeah, they have the egg on the burger. And I was like, yeah. The hell you say?
Is this sacred to Red Robin? Because the first time I had it, my dad made it for me at home.
You might have said a Topgolf.
Yeah, I'd never thought about it, so I tried
it. Okay, I've got a couple of more easier and less easy to accomplish texts from the 561. I've always wanted to go to New Zealand from the 214. I want to visit Clyde Warren Park or White Rock Lake. Now, assuming you live in the Metroplex, you can knock that out today.
Yeah. White Rock Lake is, it's okay. I mean, yeah, it's all right. I mean, outside of the toxic water, you know, it's okay.
It's not as bad as France.
The houses are cooler than the lake itself.
I could see that.
Like, I enjoy driving around the neighborhood right on the outskirts of it more than I do actually sitting at the lake.
Okay. Yeah, and that's fair.
There's some interesting builds out there. It's really, really cool. For me, there's two that instantly come to mind. The Hollywood Bowl. I need to see a concert there. And then Wembley Stadium. Any event. I need to go to Wembley.
Mm-hmm. All in.
Because all in, there's all kinds of pro wrestling that happens
there.
Tennis
matches, the big tennis thing.
Yes. Different place.
Like any sporting event that you could think of, any concert, because I remember growing up, like I would watch concerts on YouTube of, you know, some of my favorite artists. And whenever you put in these internationally known artists, you would always see live from Wembley, you know? And so I would instantly click on that. The energy just seems unreal because you can fit a million people, it feels like, inside of Wembley. So if you can put 80,000 for a wrestling event, you can put 100,000 for a concert easily. And I want to feel that energy. I want to see what that experience is like. I think the biggest crowd that I've confirmed to be real, like the number to actually be real, yeah. Because, you know, pro wrestling companies like lie about that. I went to a concert at AT&T that had 80,000, you know, and that felt that felt unfathomable. You know, just imagine 100,000 at like Kyle Field or something for George Strait.
I've been a part of those giant crowds at Kyle Field. Now, again, another tougher to achieve and achievable thing for the day. The 682, I'm going to go to the Marvel Studios, get on a Marvel set just to have all the scoops and not be able to tell anybody. Or from the 214, I would like to visit Corey's swimming pool.
It's 6 feet deep is the deepest point in my pool. We did find out about 12 people, nice and comfortable, fun stuff in the pool. It's nice. Well, because it was my birthday party when Adrian had invited some friends over, and it was there were about 12 people with some kids, and I was comfortable.
Okay.
It wasn't like we're all, you know, rubbed up next to each other or anything. We all had space.
Okay.
Okay.
So that was the kind of first time to see that. Kevin, I have spoken to the breaking news person.
Yeah, what did they say?
Who is that?
They said,
you know the news.
They said, do what you feel. It's public now, LOL. Because I texted him and said, breaking news. And he said, well, I guess that got announced. So we can or we can wait. That's up to us, I guess.
I've not been informed.
I think you should tell the people. I think you should do it right now.
We're losing Reggie, guys.
What?
My life is a lie.
Reginald Atitula, who we feel like we've done a good job of raising all this time, as we've been, you know, like parents to him in a way.
I don't know about that.
Is leaving us to go to Houston and work for Parker.
What?
In Houston.
What? Who?
Parker.
Parker who?
The king of radio. Remember?
Oh, I know.
He left us a long time ago, and he was, remember that day when he was like, and don't worry, Reggie, I'm coming back for you sometime.
See, I'm very conflicted because when Parker was in Colorado, he was going to get me tickets to a Rockies game, but now he went to Houston and stole Reggie.
Yeah, he was supposed to get me tickets to a concert at Red Rocks, and then he went to Houston and stole Reggie.
He was supposed to get me tickets to Wembley. But then he went to Houston and stole Reggie.
Don't is that
so? Like this hurts.
Yep.
We've alluded to this multiple times, though, over the last couple of weeks.
You guys aren't silly.
If you listen back to some of the things we said.
When we know information, sometimes we aren't too, like, coy, like, I don't know. We don't hide it very well.
We're subtle.
We're very subtle. Yeah, that's the word. So I did say I'm out on Reggie now, and somebody said, why would you say that? It's because he's my friend. That's just how we interact with each other. But I love Reggie. You'll be missed, man. He's no longer with us.
No, no, no.
Rest in peace.
No, no.
He's in Houston, bro. I think Alex's right.
And not yet. He's still going to be on air next week.
So we have a chance to convince him not to go, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Okay. You know what? Next Friday. So not tomorrow, but next Friday, we'll make it the goodbye, Reggie, or can you please stay, Reggie show. Mm. All right?
All right. That sounds fine. I think he's made up his mind, though. What do we got to do? You know what?
Figure out how to break a contract.
When he gets on the airplane.
That's the first thing you have to do.
After he goes through TSA, we'll just run from the taxi.
With a guitar in hand.
With the guitar through the airport. Do we need to play a song? Or do we just have the guitar?
I could probably do like a lullaby or something.
Yeah. Get in there. And
we can YouTube it on the way there.
Okay, well, coming up next...
He's going to host a show, by the way, so congratulations to him.
We will talk with Broadus live from Oxnard, or maybe we'll talk about the departure of Reggie and Cowboys.
I'm so hurt.
You knew this was going to happen next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.